a penthouse in an elite building. A position that opened doors anywhere in the core, collections of priceless art, the finest foods, the most able servants. He never had need for any of it, even when a senator, even when supreme chancellor, and had subscribed to luxury only to satisfy juvenile fantasies, and, of course, because it was expected of him. Now he had only the dark side to answer to, and the dark side had an appetite for extravagance of a different sort. A plot had been foiled, a distraction laid to rest. Needless energy had been expended and resources wasted. Eventually the dark side would grant him infallible foresight, but until such time, future events would remain just out of clear sight, clouded by possibilities and the unremitting swirlings of the Force. He had made himself lord of all he surveyed, but he had much to learn. Actions meant to topple him from his lofty perch wouldn't end with the successful containment of this most recent fiasco. But he would deal with any who chose to challenge him with the same precision he had applied to exterminating the Jedi. And he would not allow himself to be sidetracked from his goal of unlocking the secrets many of the Sith masters before him had sought. The means to harness the powers of the dark side to reshape reality itself. In effect, to fashion a universe of his own creation. Not mere immortality of the sort Plagueis had lusted after, but influence of the ultimate sort. As his empire swelled, bringing more and more of the outer systems into its fold, so too would his power unfurl, until every being in the galaxy was held captive in his dark embrace. A search of the carrier's extant module yielded 13 dead crew members, humans, Korivar, and Gotols, and twice the number of survivors, representing the same mix of humans, humanoids, and non-humans. Tarkin stepped from one of the module's airlocks as the latter group was being herded into a thoroughly ruined cabin space by the stormtrooper squads who had captured them. The floor was awash in fire-suppressant foam, and the air reeked of fried circuitry and melted components. Tarkin waited for the prisoners to be shackled and formed up into two lines before conducting an inspection. He began with the inner line, stopping to regard each being before moving on. As he turned to move down the outer line, a smug smile softened his expression. "Anora Fair," he said, stopping in front of the only human female among the captives. "Though I see you've restyled your hair." Leaning back to glance farther down the line, his eyes settled on a willowy red-furred Zygerian female. "And you would be Hask Taff. I trust you found the carrion spike to your liking." Neither uttered a word or altered her forward gaze. Not that he would have expected them to. A sidestep brought him eye to eye with a roomy-eyed middle-aged man. "Ah, the infamous Lantilles broker himself," Tarkin said. "Nice of you to attend, Knots." The broker, too, stared straight ahead and offered no reply. Tarkin took a few more steps, stopping to look up into the face of a Mon Cal. "Dr. Artos, perhaps?" He stepped back from the line to address everyone. "But where is Teller?" When the silence had gone on long enough, he said, "Left for dead in some other module? A starfighter casualty?" He paused, then, with an eyebrow arched, added, "Escaped." He gave them another long moment. "Tell me, was it our late Vice Admiral Rancid who reached out to you, or did you approach him?" Tarkin glanced at Knots. "Come now, Knots. Both you and Teller answered to him during the war, did you not? Apparently your betrayal took him by surprise, spoiling the betrayal he planned for you." Again he waited. "Nothing to say? No last-moment cheers of solidarity? No verbal abuse for the Empire? Or for the Emperor himself?" You'll fall from your perch soon enough, Tarkin, Honora Fair said, skewering him with an abrupt glare. And it won't be a soft landing. He grinned without showing his teeth. And here I was expecting an apology for the condition in which you left my ship. She managed to contort her shackled hands into an obscene gesture before one of the stormtroopers slammed her in the back of the head with his blaster rifle. So much venom from such a lovely mouth, Tarkin said. He took a backward step to scan the prisoners once more. Anyone else? Or shall I simply assume that she spoke for the lot of you? When no one replied, he shrugged. Well, never mind. I'm confident that once on Coruscant, we can find ways to loosen all your tongues.